This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We hear a lot about paradigm shifts and resets. And much of that kind of chat comes from crucibles like the World Economic Forum or the WEF. This is a kind of Masters of the Universe Boys Club that meets to greet, eat, and ski at fabulously expensive hotels and restaurants in Davos, Switzerland. The Globo's press covers these champagne and caviar festivals because the Fourth Estate loves to hobnob with power and money. Holy Grail these days seems to be the pursuit of a great reset or stakeholder capitalism. In practice, a Beijing model more like capital communism. A Chi-Com theologian would argue that their capitalism is just a phase and on the way to a totalitarian social stability. For monopolist mandarins in America and Europe, the COVID-19 crisis is indeed a golden opportunity to remake the world. Capitalism with a Chinese face, if you will. For Western oligarchs, the Sino model means better control, hegemony, and wealth concentration. For the global lumpen proletariat, unfortunately, the Great Reset means conformity, subordination, wokeness, utopian rhetoric, and New Age social leveling. The stake in stakeholder capitalism goes through the heart of individual liberties. Some of the necessary paradigm shifts have already been successful above and below the radar. Above the horizon, hiding in plain sight, the guy who blew the whistle on Big Brother in America is now an international fugitive. The Snowden leak is unique to the extent that he seems to have been motivated by morals at the expense of professional ethics. Conscience, alas, is a character defect in the intelligence business. And after Edwin Snowden Sierra hit the fan, DNI Jim Clapper actually went to Congress and denied the advent of universal surveillance in Snowden's top secret National Security Agency reveal. He claimed that metadata collection, which is the same as wiretapping, did not represent warrantless surveillance of individual citizens. The theater of federal arrogance is now compounded by parallel commercial digital fascism. Mark Zuckerberg has rebranded his global Facebook data hustle as Meta Inc. You can't really make this kind of stuff up. Data mining is a polite euphemism for wiretapping, spying, or surveillance. So big government and big tech are now joined at the hip by visions of meta control. Congress then kissed that fish on the mouth and sent another big check to Big Brother in Bluffdale, Utah. So much for congressional oversight. The real truth about intelligence abuse and domestic spying is that the American intelligence community, including the FBI, are above the law. Free agents politicize deep state civil servants, and thus do elections and maybe democracy itself become less relevant over time. Without any sort of accountability, Republican democracy is a mirage. Big reset there. The urban deep state, the real deciders, as Bush Jr. might say, consists of a toxic majority of large cities, blue states, and nearly all bloated federal bureaucracies like the NSA across America these days. The American election of 2016 was an inflection point when the apparatchik left came out of the closet with their azimuths on fire. An outsider, God forbid, threatened to drain the Beltway swamp. Alas, elections in America matter now only if the unelected nomenclatura today will, well left of center, agree with the electorate. Big reset there as well. Below the radar since 9/11, a digital hardware paradigm shift is underway too, also out in the desert sands. Bluffdale, Utah is now ground zero for a mega shift in the metadata trade. Heretofore, the national intelligence meme was a needle in the haystack model, to wit, industrious agents and analysts labored in the bowels of a dozen or more intelligence agencies, like George Smiley, looking for the pins of enemy capabilities and the needles of enemy intentions. But at some point on the Clapper Obama watch, some genius said, needles be damned, let's collect and store all the haystacks instead. When your safety pin pops up on Big Brother's radar, the NSA can access your present and her past. At any time, any citizen's future is also a virtual federal hostage. Indefinitely. And abuse here is not just likely, it's inevitable. Clapper's faux reassurance is notwithstanding. Ironically, the Bluffdale paradigm and curtailment surveillance was born out of the ashes of Islamist 9/11 infamy. The literal response to Islamic religious fanaticism is now virtual digital fascism. So who wins this fight? Now, to be sure, Orwellian spying is possible only with an industrial-scale collaboration. The Davos crowd was on the meta-mega collection paradigm caper from the start. Here, the trade-offs are obvious. Big data in exchange for a laissez-faire internet. Uncle Sam now has access to communications and internet backdoors across the world, and that includes all commercial and domestic digital scat at your house, coast to coast. The price of vague promises about national security is now an absolute loss of privacy, another Chinese model. The motto for the 21st century animal farm should now be, trust me, courtesy of the intelligence community. The sitting or siting of mega collection and storage in Bluffdale is no happenstance either. This desert oasis has three distinctions: isolation, sister wives, and a state prison. The NSA, a DOD agency, has a sweetheart deal with the Utah State Police. Where they are paid $50 per hour for perimeter security. In exchange, the NSA is unlikely to see any citizen dissent or unsightly protest anywhere near Bluffdale's harems or the NSA data facility. Indeed, for social buffering, Bluffdale is also host to the headquarters of one of the creepiest, most polygamous sects in Utah, the Apostolic United Brethren. Here, local AUB bulls corral herds of Salt Lake City underage heifers. No one in Bluffdale is likely to ask too many questions about another sugar daddy, even if it's Uncle Sam. So rural religious cults are happy to be left to their own kinky devices. Indeed, the Utah State Legislature has reduced polygamy to a misdemeanor, like littering. And now there's a grand cultural reset with Me Too appeal. Social recidivism in Utah, Nevada, and Arizona never makes it above the fold in any major media outlet. So no Congress and no citizen ever voted for the Bluffdale data center or made a data collection. So much for democracy. That reset, that paradigm shift, flew under the radar and out of the smoke. The opportunism generated by 9/11, then COVID. Ironically, there's precious little evidence after 22 years that suggests that Big Brother or Uncle Sam is winning the wars against terror, Islamism, or the spread of theocracy. Instead, on the theological front, reset in Utah like Islamism is just another victory for social declension. Never mind. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Progressives don't mean progress anymore at Davos than it does in Detroit or San Francisco. The Great Reset is what authoritarian elites do because they can. Fix governance and economic apparatus by any means to accommodate what Marxists used to call the vanguard of the proletariat. In practice, Davos is a consortium of deep state oligarchs allied with Louis Vuitton liberals and dot-com deep pockets. Big government and big tech are in the same business. Virtual voyeurism. The former driven by control, the latter driven by money. Glenn Greenwald put it best, defining the domestic threat as the unholy trinity of the intelligence community, the corporate press, and big tech. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Democratic pundits are very worried about the midterms and Joe Biden's terrible approval ratings, and they're sounding the alarm. You see, they think the fringe is hurting the party. The whole noisy identity left composing 15% of the party has taken over, according to James Carville. The Democrats have to step away from the super wokeness, according to MSNBC host Donnie Dutch. But what's the distinction between super wokeness and ordinary wokeness when the party's oldest and most mainstream members are all pushing ideas that would have seemed outlandish in the Obama era? Biden offered a Fed nominee who said she wanted to deny credit to the fossil fuel companies that power America and tried to put an actual Marxist in charge of the currency. Only 10% of the senators in the party spoke out against this. The party's new legal superstar, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, can't offer a definition of a woman because I'm not a biologist. Being moderately woke is like being moderately pregnant. Democrats now view everything in terms of who's being systematically oppressed. The reasonable view of racism is that there's always been racism in America. The woke translation is that America is defined by bigotry. And from there you get to, I have no idea how to distinguish a woman, in about three intellectual moves. Trans people claim to be oppressed. They insist that a woman or man is whoever declares that status on any given day, and because oppression must be cosseted, acknowledged, and put at the forefront of every question, the Democratic Party nods enthusiastically or simply remains silent. Voters are bound to notice when a party is singing nothing but Looney Tunes. And don't call it a lunatic fringe. Lunacy is at the heart, soul, and brain of the Democratic Party now. An essayist, Wesley Yale, noted on Twitter, "The existence of a controversy about the definition of a woman is something manufactured within the last 5 years and not through advancement of our scientific understanding." The Democrats brand Latinos with a term they hate, Latinx. They cling to masks like Japanese soldiers still fighting World War II in 1957, and they're teaching sex ed in kindergarten. Then there's the forced masking for toddlers. Let property crimes go unanswered. Spend trillions of dollars to reduce inflation. Closing schools for a year is no big deal. Take illegal immigrants from the border and sprinkle them all over the country. Beg Saudis for fuel while stopping Americans from producing it. Everything they say, at every level from the trivial to the economy defining, is nuttier than an explosion at the Snickers factory. Retiring Democrat Stephanie Murphy of Florida, leaping off the party bus as it drives through a red light, off the overpass and through the roof of her manure processing plant, says her party is being taken over by a faction that is trying to dismantle capitalism. Somewhere out there, AOC and Vermont's Mr. BS are thinking, duh. Let's get to Judge Brown. She was nominated in large part because of her sex and her skin color. But despite the part where she's being nominated because she's a woman, she cannot say what a woman is. Which the, you know, I would have said, well, how do you self-identify, Judge Brown? She was chosen to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer in fulfillment of Biden's identity politics pledge to install a black woman on the Supreme Court. And despite those reasons for her nomination, she stumbled through giving a definition of woman when Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn asked the straightforward question. Can you provide a definition for the word woman? No, I can't, Jackson said after confirming the question. She claimed she was unable to provide a definition because I'm not a biologist, which then takes, in my mind, it then takes this and makes it a matter of biology and not preference and not construct. Senator Blackburn Press, the meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial, you can't give me a definition? Jackson said, Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law and I decide. Now, as Blackburn noted in her response, the fact that Jackson couldn't give a straight answer about something as fundamental as what a woman is underscores the dangers of the kind of progressive education that we're hearing now. A woman is a human being with two X chromosomes. She has a womb. She has ovaries. She has the sexual equipment. And that's what makes her a woman. It is a physical thing. It's like looking at a tree and saying, it's a tree. You know, it is what it is. And I learned that in public school. I'm going to look that up for the show. This education, it also underscores the dangers of adding a radical progressive activist to the highest court in the land. Jackson can't define what makes a woman or a man, but somehow she's supposed to be trusted to faithfully interpret the Constitution and adjudicate Americans' rights from a seat on the Supreme Court bench. Already, a majority of the Supreme Court has shown an unwillingness to side with the science on sex and its definition. In Bostock versus Clayton County, the court's leftist justices, joined by Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Neil Gorsuch, rewrote Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to state that prohibition of employment discrimination based on sex includes sexual orientation and gender identity. Gorsuch authored the opinion, which argued that an employer fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender defies the law. The ruling, which was heralded as a victory for equality, not only degraded Americans' natural rights, but opened the doors for the court to continue to expand key and concrete definitions as it pleases. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, there's only one word for what the court has done today, legislation. Clarence Thomas said, a more brazen abuse of our authority to interpret statutes is hard to recall. Last thing we need on our judicial line of defense is to be even more corrupted by someone who refuses to acknowledge what a woman is. Democrats, the corrupt corporate media, and even some of the GOP establishment are fighting tooth and nail to push for her confirmation. But the lenience on child porn offenders, ties to and endorsements from the abortion industry, and inability to answer the simplest of questions should disqualify her from assuming the bench. Of course, that's just my opinion. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the West Coast this weekend, with folks in at least 10 states having the possibility to set records. The forecast high for Phoenix, Arizona Saturday is 96 degrees, which would break a record. Other cities seeing temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal include Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Dallas, and Denver. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci joins Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, who asks him what he thinks about Republicans who hope to make good on their promise to go after him with some more hearings about the origins of COVID-19.
I have absolutely nothing to hide or nothing to be concerned about of anything that I've done, so I never have been and not now and will never be afraid of hearings.
This is USA Radio News. The war in Ukraine is entering its second month with deadly casualties on both sides. Andriy Orachuk is still in the country, and he's asking for the West to impose tougher sanctions on Russia in response to the unprovoked invasion.
Sanctions which have been implemented till today is good. You need to do more. You need to cut all business ties with Russia, because each dollar which is going to Russian economy is a fuel for the war. It's an energy to kill our kids, our women, and our men.
The president is in Poland and set to meet with Ukrainian refugees on Saturday. Another Republican is announcing that they will not be voting to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse announced his decision on Friday, Sasse saying he and Judge Jackson disagree on judicial philosophy, so he is sadly unable to vote for her confirmation. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. There's nothing quite like having an information operation revealed to you when you've been saying it all along that it's an information operation. According to a recent headline from the New York Times, the CDC isn't publishing large portions of the COVID data it collects. And that headline downplays what the article in fact reveals. 2 full years into the pandemic, the agency leading the country's response to the public health emergency has published only a tiny fraction of the data it has collected, according to several people familiar with the data. It says when the CDC first published the first significant data on the effectiveness of boosters in adults younger than 65, it left out the numbers for a huge portion of that population, 18 to 49-year-olds, the group least likely to benefit from extra shots. They have, according to the Times, they've been reluctant to make those figures public because they might be misinterpreted as the vaccines being ineffective. Now, what does this sound like to you? This is like reverse conflation of data. They're taken away from data when they're saying, okay, we're looking at people 65 and under, except for these guys. The 18 to 49. We're not looking at them. This is what they do. This is the reverse of what they do with what they refer to as gun violence stats, where they tell us 45,000 people die a year due to gun violence, when we know good and damn well that 2/3 of these people are suicides. So they're not conflating, they're omitting. And they did that in order to shape the narrative. Once again, picking and choosing the information that you get to hear. After several inquiries from the New York Times, CDC unexpectedly decided to publish its data on the risks of hospitalization and death from both unvaccinated and vaccinated Americans with or without booster dosing. I have not done the booster. I wish I had not done the vaccine, knowing what I know now. But, you know, I'm just moving on. Coffee. Now, they did this in a manner that obscures younger individuals' overall COVID risks, which is actually very low. Instead, attempting to force a comparison between vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals' hospitalization. The exact data about COVID risk by specific age has not been released in any graphical or easily viewable form anywhere. This rationale for deliberately hiding government-collected effectiveness data was even confirmed by this spokeswoman, Kirsten Nordland. This taxpayer-funded agency didn't want to give taxpayers the full picture of vaccine effectiveness for your own good. It also feels confident enough to publicly admit this, but only after many Americans were fired from their jobs and suffered from serious adverse events and deaths after they were forced to take shots they didn't want, based precisely on false narratives fueled by CDC duplicity. That rationale from the CDC hardly justifies that fact that the selective omission of public health information is more like clinical malpractice. It's actually more than that. It's actually scientific fraud. Now, right-thinking Americans have suspected for about 2 years now that the CDC, and especially Anthony Fauci, have not been honest with the American people about COVID. Americans don't have to be experts in vaccine epidemiology to understand the dynamics of what's happening, vaccine effectiveness and safety. They just have to use their own eyes. So every time these federal employees utter the phrase, follow the science, they actually meant, do what we say and don't question it or we'll punish you. True scientists don't release partial data or hide their data. Yet, after severe damage is done to government credibility and the country's social fabric, now even the New York Times can't deny that the CDC hid the truth about booster efficacy from Americans because it would contradict the administration's political goals. It is not the duty of America's putatively nonpartisan CDC or the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to mindlessly echo support for White House talking points or to protect failed, poorly thought through policies. We should be able to trust these agencies to objectively give us a full scientific disclosure and state the unvarnished facts on vaccine effectiveness and safety. Anything else is clinically, scientifically, and ethically contemptible. The official narrative was put forward most clearly by President Biden when he said, if you're out there unvaccinated, you don't have to die. Get the vaccine. This was followed by mass vaccine mandates, mask mandates, continued lockdowns, and rushed vaccination projects for children as young as 5 years old and even younger. All of this flying in the face of the science that showed young, healthy people, and especially children, were incredibly unlikely to die from COVID, but no matter. But then the truth came out. Boosters have proven so ineffective, they're rarely mentioned anymore, even by the most zealous of the leftist faithful. The vaccine's ability to limit COVID mutation transmission quickly plummeted to the point of being laughable. I mean, the fact that boosting already double vaccinated healthy young people is practically worthless is scandalous enough on its own. But it becomes doubly egregious considering that the safety risk of getting the shot again and again. When dead bodies of otherwise healthy young people weren't piling up in the streets during the Omicron surge this winter, you would have expected the CDC to take an undeserved victory lap by claiming their relentless promotion of a vaccine booster that had come to the rescue. But a funny thing happened on the road to self-congratulation. In spite of the safety issues and lack of efficacy in Omicron, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla has begun pushing a fourth dose of its vaccine, yet still hasn't presented any clinical data to support that claim, and doesn't have a single thing to say about safety or natural immunity. We never heard the White House objectively discuss vaccine safety. All we've heard is Biden and Fauci repeat the same empty platitude that the vaccine is safe and effective. But exactly how safe we were never told, because we still do not know the data they are relying on to make those statements. CDC scientists and clinicians are violating their own taxpayer-funded agency's ethical, scientific, and public health code and policy to protect the American public. What do you think the consequences of that should be? I'm not complaining about the lack of transparency of top-secret military information that would endanger our national security. I'm talking about public health information regarding drug safety and vaccine efficacy. And this selective omission of public health data is fraud, and top agency officials should be made an example of for their unethical behavior. But then we have another thought, an even more gruesome one. If these officials were despicable enough to omit these data, what else do Americans still not know about for their own good? The day of reckoning for the wanton endangerment of American lives in the endless pursuit of political power. That day of reckoning needs to come. And it needs to come the sooner the better. Because these guys are running around right now. They're, you know, nothing that they did to us harmed them at all. Should we step aside and just let that be that way? Do you think so? I don't think so. But, you know, we'll see what's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say.
And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's do it one more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Politicians, and you should always remember this, politicians are fungible in almost every instance. They're interchangeable. They're essentially replaceable. And this is why we have to be utterly unsentimental about them. They owe us loyalty. And they have a fiduciary duty to us to win or to get out of the way in favor of someone who can. And this is why Eric Greitens, also known as Kinky Todd Akin, needs to drop out of the race for the Missouri Senate seat. Greitens is the ex-Democrat who changed into a Republican to become Missouri governor, a post he quit in disgrace one step ahead of impeachment by a GOP supermajority. There are plenty of accusations against him, including domestic abuse, tying up his girlfriend up in a basement, snapping pictures of her. Because Missouri is 50 shades of red, his 50 shades of gray antics and his myriad other issues make him the only Republican capable of losing his race. And if we lost that seat, we likely lose the Senate. If we lose the Senate, we may lose America. And I'm not willing to give up my country over to the left because of Eric Greitens' ego. This guy was a SEAL officer. But it's irrelevant that a bunch of his SEAL comrades detest him. We don't need to reach or decide that issue, or even as many others. His myriad issues exist, and they will make him lose. He's been wounded by them, mortally, in large part due to his own indiscipline, and an officer should put the mission ahead of himself. But Greitens is not doing that. He knows he's risking the seat when other candidates, like Missouri's outstanding Attorney General Eric Schmidt, are just as conservative as Greitens is in his current post-Democrat pose. And remember that Greitens used to oppose constitutional carry, but he evolved when he switched from being a Democrat a few years ago. There's no reason for Missouri voters to risk the seat because this guy wants vindication. Maybe some or even all of his accusations, go Google Eric Greitens' scandals, are set aside a couple of hours and read up on them, are exaggerated or outright lies. So, here's the problem. That doesn't matter, because he's damaged goods, fair or not. He owes us not vice versa, and he's risking the seat. This is not about vindicating him. It's about saving the country, and he puts that at risk, so we must move, or he must move aside. And I'm not here to deliver some sort of justice to Eric Greitens, because as Senator Josh Hawley, who is no squitch, pointed out, justice here might be handcuffs. We're here to win and rescue America, and his ego is in the way. If he gets nominated, he's Todd Akin 2.0, except that Todd Akin was a nice guy who said dumb things, and Greitens is, well, Greitens. And yes, he was accused of vile conduct in a family law case. That happens a lot. People get defended all the time, accused of bad things in civil suits. And sometimes people make stuff up, especially in a family law case. But then, you know, number one, nobody out there, you know, if it's like, say it was you, you probably didn't choose to abuse your wife and kids and marry someone who would lie about you abusing his wife and kids. Greitens did one or the other, and he's got to sort this out. And frankly, he needs to fix it with his family now. He's selfish to stay in. It's unbecoming of an officer to put his own desires first. If you're going to get out there and be an officer, you know, if you're going to get out there and play the whole military officer card, understand this. If you're going to play that game, then you're going to be held to a standard, even where it hurts. Sean Parnell was running for Senate in Pennsylvania when his ex-wife made allegations against him in a custody case. People that know him didn't believe a word of it, but it was there, and it made him a liability. Sean, an Army officer and combat vet, did not need to be told to do the right thing. He just did it. He put the mission and his kids first. He pulled out and chose to focus on his family. Maybe he'll be able to make the, you know, fix this, heal his family. I would probably support him because he showed character and selflessness in putting the mission and his family first, even in the face of charges that he vehemently denied. Neither the mission nor his family is first with Greitens, and that's disqualifying to me. Now, there's a good argument that we can't just buckle at every accusation because that gives the Democrats a veto. But these are not just ridiculous lies like those against Brett Kavanaugh. And you need to ask yourself why Schmidt and the others running are not getting hit with domestic violence and bondage claims, too, if it's so effective. Greitens quit for a reason. If he wanted to clear his name, he should have told the Republicans looking to impeach him to bring it on. This is not the result of some sort of establishment conspiracy either. There's a lot of others who aren't allowed in the same zip code as the establishment want this spoiler gone. Senator Mitch McConnell did not do this. Greitens did. It was Greitens who was utterly embarrassing when being interviewed by Hugh Hewitt. And the other candidates are all solid conservatives. Greitens does not hold a monopoly on his newly embraced hardcore position. There are other options for hardcore conservatism without that bondage baggage. We don't need Greitens, but the Democrats do. They made sure to vote for Todd Akin in the primary because he was weak, and we endured 6 years of Senator Claire McCaskill because of it. They want Greitens as the nominee so bad they can taste it, because he's their only chance of winning. And if you want proof, go on Twitter. Look at it, all the faux MAGA accounts fulminating when actual conservatives point out that this guy is poison. 43 followers, 52 followers, 23 followers, all Democrat bots, all working to get this anchor nominated so they can hang him around the Missouri GOP's neck right down the ballot. The Democrats have made their choice, and soon Donald Trump will too, and let's hope he doesn't choose poorly. His endorsement will matter. But if Trump endorses Greitens, he's endorsing a loser. Several of his prior endorsements have disappointed him so far. And Greitens certainly will, because after all, Greitens has disappointed everybody else. Now, I don't even have time to go into that. I will save that for next week, I guess. I'll save that for next week. We are in the weirdest time I've ever been alive to see. Well, you got a judge born in D.C. that is female and can't tell you what a woman is, which is stunning. It's stunning to me. I keep hearing murmurs, and I don't even know if this is true. But, I mean, this whole transgender nonsense, this is body dysphoria. This is not preference. This is not construct. This is a mental illness. Plain and simple. I keep hearing things about how we have to level the playing field so transgender women can have abortions. Don't you first have to be pregnant first? Can you get pregnant without the equipment needed to get pregnant? You know, ovaries and tubes and wombs and stuff? I mean, I just don't understand it. And yet, this is a thing right now today. This is a big, big distraction. Because they're trying to take the world to hell. And they want you to come along for the ride. So keep your focus. Keep your focus. See these things for what they are. This is not the way of the world. This is the way of the left. Stay aware. Stay awake. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.